post-match interview.
Yes, back at Drew Reserve this afternoon. St Joey's 25-point winners over Geelong West. We've heard from Paul Carson. We've now got the coach of the Geelong West Giants, Greg Mellor, joining us down in the near the rooms. Greg, thanks for joining us. Commiserations this afternoon. Looked like you had a few chances, and you certainly changed. You looked like you changed your game style after half time, but just not able to get back into the game.
Yeah, I felt like in the second quarter there, we just made a couple of bad skill errors that got, that we got burnt on, and they scored a couple of goals from, and able to skip away to a three plus goal lead. And we tried a few things after half time, tried to close down the stoppage a little bit, and obviously we just couldn't find enough avenues forward of the ball to score.
Did you give the boys a directive at half time to try and come to the open side a bit more and try and spread the play a bit once you got actual control of the ball? Because it looked like there was sort of, you tried to come to this side of the ground, the commentary box side of the ground, a little bit more when you were attacking?
There was nothing specific, but we wanted to try and, well, I felt like, you know, we want to try and move the ball, and we were, some of our diagonal kicks were way too long, and that was, you know, giving them opportunity to turn the footy over. We made a couple of really bad turnovers in the first half. So he spoke a little bit about just being smart with the ball and being brave to make the right decision. So it wasn't a directive as such, but they were just trying to find, you know, avenues to get our transition up and going.
Yeah, Greg, I just thought at times there, mate, when you did have the opportunity to get the ball out into space, you either got a bad bounce or just a slight skill execution there that didn't allow you to open it up. You had the boys out into space numerous times and just didn't quite execute.
Yeah, no doubt. And a lot of that was on Joey's too. I felt like they beat us up around the ball. You know, we wanted to try and get in the fight there, and I felt like they got on top and they had some, you know, a lot of numbers around that. Around the stoppage, and we're able to, you know, get the ball going their way. And then when we were able to win the ball back, we made a couple of, basic skill errors that hurt us. Whereas if you hit them and you can, you know, transition all the way and hopefully get a shot on goal, so it wasn't the case.
Yeah. Greg, the skill errors were, They were made with the right intent in terms of the decision making they were trying to execute, though. Yeah, and that's the thing you'll need to continue to encourage them to be brave. You spoke about that, and take risks.
Yeah, they're exactly right. And we said to the boys who did it, you know, that's how we want to play. We want to play that. We've just got to be maybe a little bit smarter and trying to bite off too much. But you can't put old head on young shoulders.
We've spoken about James Gow and Jordan Kerris and the impact they've had on the game with Carso earlier. Did you think about doing something different with either one of those guys?
They both played pretty well. They were good, particularly. I thought Kerris was outstanding today. I felt like we were still getting enough of the footy. Around that, what we did instead of locking them down, we tried to close down the stoppage in the second half. That was the to minimise the their ability to get turn the ball into an open transition. And then I felt like their work rate to the contest was a lot better than ours. So maybe in hindsight we probably could have locked them down, but that would have hurt our ability to score, and particularly in the last quarter to win the game, we had to try and kick a heap of goals to go. And I felt like we were able to get the ball inside 50, but particularly in the first 10 minutes, we just weren't able to, nail the scores.
We thought Daniel Bannister did a great job on Cam Tudor today. Had a great contest. I know Cam kicked 3 goals, but he was pretty good all afternoon back there.
Yeah, he played on Hovey to start with. I think it wasn't all those goals were on on Dan. He started on Hovey. Whenever Hovey was deep, he was taking Hovey, and then when Hovey got in the ruck, he went on to Cam.
And you spoke before the game about the impact that Emmanuel Ajang has had in the team, and his second half especially today was brilliant.
Yeah, I thought he played really well. Yeah. He just continues to run. He's had a really cracking year, and he's really embraced the contested style of footy that the GFL turn up. He, for mine, he should be he should be playing VFL footy. He's good enough to play. He's just got to try and crack into that Werribee side.
Next week at home, North Shore, off coming off a win, is going to be different for them, and they're going to be up and about and back to the drawing board for you to get up and get a victory.
Yeah, well, that they're obviously a real proud club, and I've seen a few of their games on tape, and they'll play a real physical style of footy, and every kick you get, they'll make you earn. So we're going to have to turn up, and play our very best football, which is what we try and do every week. And we feel like if we play our best footy and use the ball well, and we're good enough to match it with any side. And so, North Shore are opponents this week coming up, and so we need to dust ourselves off and and just continue to work on playing our brand of footy.
All right, well, thanks for joining us after the loss today. Good luck for next week, and I'm sure we'll talk to you as we lead into the finals. Thanks for that.
All right, thanks, boys.
Thanks to Greg Mellor, the coach of the Geelong West Giants.
Post-match interview.